serving Buffalo, Toronto, Rochester, and beyond. You're listening to 99.5 WDCX FM and WDCX FM HD Buffalo and AM 990 WDCX and WDCX HD Rochester, broadcasting in crystal clear HD radio and worldwide at WDCXFM.com.
Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Good morning, everyone. It's Robbie Raw with The Raw Truth. Carrie, my producer's here today.
Good morning.
And this is exciting, Carrie, again, because I don't know if you saw today's paper, but Wegmans and Aldi's to cut pink slime out of their groceries. And we're going to be actually this morning talking to the Director of Consumer Affairs for Wegmans this morning about this whole pink slime thing. I've gotten a million questions about it myself from, you know, people who are wondering what it is and, you know, what they need to be looking for and the whole thing. So we're going to be talking about that this morning and talking right to the Director of Consumer Affairs from Wegmans about the pink slime. And also, CNN yesterday posted that dieting companies are now targeting men. And so we are going to have a couple guests here today, my good friends from Integrity Auto, Dave and Glenda Baker, who many people know from MBL and from my show as well. But, yeah, we're going to be talking to two guys who are actually already targeted from Transitions Lifestyle System to, you know, watch what they eat, be healthy, and hear their journey. So it's going to be an exciting day. How are you?
I'm doing good. I had a good week, and the weather just sort of pumped me up to get moving more and, you know, added a little bit more to my routine and this week, and it's good, yeah.
I mean, we are so blessed with this weather. We are so blessed.
I wasn't prepared. Yeah. I don't have any of my clothes prepared, so I actually was frantic every morning looking for something to wear to work, and, you know, and I just didn't have time to transfer. I do my spring-summer clothes and then my winter-fall clothes, and so my room is a disaster.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And it's okay because you have, like, a couple days here now to actually switch clothes because it's not going to be that warm
exactly.
In the next couple days. But, you know, I'm really encouraging everyone to get out there and to, you know, even today, it's still warm. I mean, we're not, you know, freezing and having to, you know, deal with the snow and all that stuff. But anyway, if you're just joining us, this is The Raw Truth. And, you know, this show is all about you reaching your health, fitness, and nutrition goals. And today we are going to be talking to the Director of Consumer Affairs locally for Wegmans, because Wegmans and Aldi's, if you read the paper today, they have decided to cut out the pink slime. I imagine because of the fact that a lot of their, you know, shoppers have been asking about it and want to make sure they're not eating it. So we're going to clear up any misconceptions about that. And I love Wegmans. I know you do too, Carrie.
Oh, I spend hours in Wegmans. It's like my place of solace.
Yeah.
But, you know, the pink slime, there was controversy. People weren't sure if it was truth or not. So
yes, this is
great to have her on to explain that it really is happening. I mean, it's for real.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I mean, I send all of my clients over to Wegmans because I love Nature's Market over there.
Well, and you even take us on a tour and show us what to eat and how to read the labels. And
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one of my clients actually works at Nature's Market, Kathy. She works at Nature's Market. So, you know, it's awesome to, you know, to talk right to the consumer affairs for Wegmans. And then, of course, as I said, we're going to be talking to two men who, in that recent study about, you know, that father's weight and their food choices affects more kids, you know, than the mother. So we're going to be talking to two guys who are good friends of ours from Integrity Auto. And you can call in with your questions or comments today, 883-5000 in Buffalo, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You have the ability to improve and change your life. So what's holding you back? You're probably focusing on your habits instead of your thoughts. Hi, I'm John Camerano, your Christian life coach. People are attempting to change their actions, yet wisdom tells us be transformed by renewing your mind. Call me today at 716 406-2131 to learn how to biblically achieve life-changing results. The battle is in what you think more than what you do.
Can actually feel good about one that you can trust, one with integrity in the only place I'll take my car for service. It's clean, modern, and professional. It's Integrity Auto Service. The name says it all. Give Ralph a call and try it out. You won't be disappointed. That's Integrity Auto Service, 6411 Walmore Road, across from the Niagara Falls Air Base in Wheatfield. Call 731-1100. Experience the difference integrity makes. Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me because I go to Morisella Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morisella Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair, and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
We're back. Hello, hello, hello. Live from Buffalo, New York at WDCX, The Raw Truth. So, this is Robbie and this morning's paper, Wegmans and Aldi's to cut pink slime. Grocers attribute decision to complaints made by consumers. We're going to be talking to the representative of Wegmans in just a moment from Consumer Affairs. And, you know, I love Wegmans. Those of you that know me know that I, you know, shop at Wegmans all the time and I promote it all the time. And I want to make sure that everybody out there, you know, gets any questions answered and, you know, understands this whole thing about the pink slime, because there's been a ton of questions and emails sent to me. But, you know, yesterday there was a statement by Danny Wegman, the CEO of Wegman's Food Market, saying that they've made the decision to stop selling the ground beef that contains lean, finely textured beef. Having grown up in the meat business, he said, "We have always been proud of our ground beef and eat it ourselves. Because of the sensationalism of this issue, it has become a concern for our customers. Every decision we make is with our customers in mind, and our commitment remains the same. We will continue to source the best quality ground beef, now without lean, finely textured beef, which is, you know, containing the ammonia and what have you." So we have Teresa on the line from the Consumers Affairs office for Wegmans. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Robbie. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on and really help people understand what's going on and what this all means.
Well, I'll tell you, I appreciate you being on because, you know, I have gotten so many questions and emails this week and actually over the last couple of weeks, because this has been going on for a while. I mean, I know people have been posting the pink slime on Facebook and everything else, and it looks pretty gross. But I know that, you know, Wegmans is a place where I send a lot of my clients, and I shop there all the time. You know, Nature's Market is awesome there. So I do want to make sure that, you know, people aren't turned off by it and understand the whole thing. So, you know, explain to me, what is your title again from Wegmans?
Sure. I'm the Consumer Affairs Manager for the Buffalo area. So,
awesome.
Yeah, so I help everyone here in Western New York all the way to Rochester really understand anything that has to do with any concerns that they have.
That's awesome. And one of my clients, Kathy, works at the Nature's Market in the Amherst Wegmans, and she's been so helpful and awesome. You know, anytime I have any questions and you know, leading people over there, I always have them ask for her. But
that's what we try to do. We want to make sure that we're always helpful.
Oh, my gosh. We're so blessed. We're so blessed to have Wegmans. And just so you know, the people that are listening right now, they're people that are interested in their health and fitness and well-being and nutrition, you know, so they're the ones that really have the questions and comments, you know. And if you want to call in and ask any questions today, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. But just, you know, tell me initially, what is this pink slime? Explain it to our listeners right now.
Sure. Pink slime is not an official term. It's one that kind of was dubbed, I think, in the early reporting of the story. When the story first broke, I believe it was focused on fast food hamburgers, and then directions started being turned on to school lunches. And then, you know, people naturally started asking questions, well, where else may this compound be in our food supply? And right now we're looking at supermarket ground beef. So while it's not an official term, it is a term that's used to describe a boneless lean beef trimming that has been finely texturized or really ground to remove more of the muscle away from the bone of the animal. It really was intended to not waste so much of the animal after slaughter, so that they would take the muscle that was left on the bone, finely texturize it up, grind it up, and then it's treated with ammonium hydroxide, which is a compound that is used to kill microbes and make the food supply actually safer for consumption. Everything that we know from the USDA and academic meat experts across the country says that this product is safe and wholesome for families. But I think that there's just a lot of, it's a scary term. It sounds scary. It, you know, if you look at the pictures, it kind of looks disgusting. And so a lot of people are really concerned about what this means. They're asking the right kinds of questions, and we always value our customers turning to us and asking those questions, because then it helps us to reevaluate what's important to our customers and what we're doing for them.
Interesting. So, I mean, when you're describing that, I'm a vegetarian, so I sort of getting a little bit, you know, the weebie-jeebies as you're talking about it.
Right.
But you know, I mean, here's where I guess, when you say USDA, okay, they're the same organization that approves things like aspartame, which, you know, we know is not good for us. So I never take a lot of stock into
Well, you know, nutrition science, as you know, Robbie, is always changing, and we have a lot of industry assistance to not just relying on the federal government, but as you know, Wegmans is always an industry leader as well, and we do a lot of our own research, and like I said, listening to our customers. So we always follow the federal guidelines for food safety.
Of course.
But, you know, we definitely want to be listening to what everybody wants, what's in the best interest of our families and our food supply, too. So, you know, we follow those federal guidelines. We respect those federal guidelines. I appreciate, you know, that everyone has different opinions on them, too. And this gives us this opportunity to say, okay, you know, the USDA says that this is a safe and wholesome product. However, it's not something our customers want, so we are going to not use it anymore.
And that's what I love about Wegmans. If you're just joining us, we are on with the Consumer Affairs Representative Teresa from Wegmans. And, of course, in today's paper, it's noted that Wegmans and Aldi's have cut the pink slime out of their groceries. You know, if you have any questions, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. So explain to me, are they taking it all, you know, is it the actual Wegmans brand, or what exactly is being removed?
Absolutely. I love to answer this, because I think there's a lot of confusion after the past couple of days and this getting a lot of attention. So in a nutshell, organic ground beef, Wegmans brand organic ground beef, and Wegmans Food You Feel Good About ground beef, which is the ground beef that has the yellow kind of flag label across it that says Food You Feel Good About. Both of those do not contain and never have contained any finely textured lean beef trimming.
Yay!
So those two, if you're eating organic ground beef, if you're eating the Food You Feel Good About one, that was never in there. Our standard, you know, butcher appearing on the white tray, you know, in the meat case, standard Wegmans brand ground beef does have the finely textured lean beef trimmings added to it before it's ground. But, and this is what I think is so important for our customers and our listeners to hear, the beef trimmings that Wegmans has always used were never the ones that contained ammonium hydroxide. Our supplier uses citric acid instead of the ammonia compound.
Awesome.
And so I think there's been some confusion, which is rightly so, because pink slime, when the story first broke, referred to the ammonium compound.
Right.
And now it's more of an umbrella term for anything that contains those finely textured beef trimmings. So we initially said, no, we don't have anything with the ammonium hydroxide in it, and we don't. But we do use, like I said, in the standard ground beef, the lean beef trimmings that have been treated with citric acid. And so just because our customers are uncomfortable with any use of the beef trimmings, we're going to go back to our supplier and we're going to say, this is what we want. We don't want any more beef trimmings in the ground beef product. And we're going to now demand that our ground beef is not sourced in that way.
Wow. That's awesome. So
yeah, that's really great.
Yeah, so I had no idea. So basically, you know, Wegmans has used the citric acid instead of the ammonia to prevent the bacteria growth all along.
Correct.
Wow.
And that's why I'm so happy to explain that, because we have some customers who are saying, well, first you told us you didn't have it, and now you're saying you're going to stop selling it. And that's where the confusion is. So our standard ground beef does contain the beef trimmings, but again, they're the ones treated with citric acid and not the ammonium hydroxide. But again, it just makes people uncomfortable, so we're going to not do it at all.
So you're not going to remove the products from the shelves, but transitions to ground beef without lean, finely textured beef once it becomes available from the supplier.
Absolutely. And we're working on a timeline right now. We're taking this very seriously. We do have people working on it right now, talking to our supplier about it and you know, getting over there to the plant and everything and trying to make this happen sooner or later, because we really want to give people that, we don't just want to say it, we want to do it, as we always do. People do have the option now, too, to go ahead and buy the organic or the Food You Feel Good About ground beef. And, working for Wegmans, I actually was in the meat department yesterday, and we have customers, I spoke with customers, and they were still buying the standard ground beef as well, and saying that they trust us and they know we're doing the right thing. So there are choices out there if people aren't comfortable with the standard ground beef at this time.
So explain to me the difference between the organic and the Food You Feel Good About.
Sure. Organic ground beef is raised according to USDA organic standards, so it will carry the USDA organic seal on it, meaning that the animal that the meat came from was raised an organic animal without the addition of any hormones or anything like that, as well as the food that the animal was fed was organically sourced, certified organic food as well, so that it's 100% organic product.
Right.
The Food You Feel Good About ground beef means that it may not have come from an organic, certified organic animal or animal who ate organic food, but that it did come from an animal that consumed no food with antibiotics, hormones, or additives, and that there's none of that added to the meat in processing as well.
Wow.
So it's kind of like, you know, if you aspire to eat organic and it's a little higher on the price range and it's something that you want to do and can do for your family, then you can choose organic. And if that's out of your price range or not as high on your priority list, the Food You Feel Good About ground beef is just a simple step down from that.
And, you know, I always tell my clients, you know, to go organic when it comes to meats and beef and dairy and the Dirty Dozen, fruits and vegetables.
Right.
So this is refreshing to know. I honestly, the Food You Feel Good About, I didn't know that. So that's very interesting. I don't feel good about any beef for myself, but I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, Teresa, you know, I absolutely, and I said this, you know, before, but I truly mean this, I absolutely love Wegmans. And a couple of weeks ago, I was there at like 10 o'clock at night with my daughter, and we were looking for the Ezekiel cereal in the Nature's Market.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was I couldn't find it because they infiltrated it over to the other cereal as well. And so, I couldn't find that, and I also could not find the lentils that are in the vegetable department that are already cooked.
Okay.
Which I love. So anyway, I asked somebody, and they asked the manager, and I just have to say what happened, because it was really, the service there is just like no other. I can't even tell you, because anyway, they were looking for it, and I was checking out, but I was sort of in a hurry. I had to get my daughter home because it was late, and she had school the next day. So I went out to my car. The manager came running after me in the parking lot and to tell me that, you know, where the food was in Wegmans. And, I mean, like, what other store does the manager come out to the parking lot to tell you what you need, you know, where to find it? I said, wow. You know, what's
That's
your name?
Wonderful.
I actually wrote down his name, and I wish I had it right here because I wanted to give him some kudos because it was on the transit store. But
I will make sure that they hear about that today. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, we value customers like you. We value all of our customers, and we really want to – we know that everyone trusts us,
mm-hmm.
And we take that very seriously. And so if it's something from customer service to something this you know, this serious about food supply and things like that. We want to be upfront, and we want to do what's right for our customers.
Well, it's awesome, and I really appreciate you taking the time this morning to talk to us and clear that up. Very, very interesting stuff. And, you know, please keep us posted. You can call into the show anytime you want to talk to us about what's going on at Wegmans, because we love that store. And you know, Teresa, again, I appreciate everything, and it's great news that you gave us this morning. So, listen, make it a great day, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me.
We will talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye, Robbie.
Bye-bye. Take care. Wow. Interesting stuff.
Wow.
Huh?
I know. Well, you know what? Even for people out there that are meat eaters,
yes.
Wegmans just always has very healthy options. And I think the whole pink slime deal, it's all part of the animal. Like,
right.
You know, the issue is like the chemicals and stuff like that. It just sounds gross. But at least, you know, it's not like they're putting plastic in there or anything like that. But for all meat eaters out there, you know, Wegmans just has great options.
Exactly. I love it. So if you're just joining us, we were talking to the Consumer Affairs representative from Wegmans about the pink slime, and we are going to be going in to a break, but talking about our door sponsors in just a minute, and then coming back and talking about this article that came out yesterday from CNN, dieting companies now targeting men. And I have a couple of special men in the studio that will be joining us, talking about how their journey is for health, fitness, and wellness. And, of course, one of my favorite places to go is Minty Wellness. And stick around, because we'll be right back.
Start your journey of health and wellness on the right path and experience the raw truth at Minty Wellness. Christian-owned and operated, Minty Wellness is a distinctive restaurant, hotel, and spa nestled in Darien Center, New York. They offer fresh, delicious vegan and raw food cuisine, relaxing and rejuvenating body treatments, and a peaceful place to stay overnight. They are committed to helping you on your journey to better health. Call Minty Wellness today for more information at 585-591-3939 and let them know Robbie sent you.
Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
I know you're committed to changing your body and improving your health, but you're not seeing the results. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your health, fitness, and nutrition coach. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people on how to transform their body. I offer private, semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching and a 12-week transitions lifestyle class where you will learn the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I'll engage you with all the tools you need to see the results you've been working so hard for. For more information, go to my website, robbieraw.com.
Your body is one of a kind, so it needs to be handled with the best care. There's no one Robbie Raw trusts more than Dr. Samuel Shackin Jr. of the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. Dedicated to rejuvenating and enhancing your natural beauty, Dr. Shackin specializes in aesthetic plastic surgery, advanced medical skin care, and anti-aging techniques. Call Dr. Shackin for your confidential appointment at 839-1700. That's 839-1700. And let him know you heard it right here on the Raw Truth.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
We are back in the studios live, WDCX FM and AM. We're also in Rochester, all the way to Syracuse, Toronto, Buffalo. Oh, my gosh. We got lots of listeners, and I'm excited. Well, first of all, if you're just joining us, we were just talking to the Consumer Affairs representative, Wegmans, who was clearing up some misconceptions, even for me, on the pink slime. And also, you know, in today's paper, they said that they're cutting it, and actually they use citric acid, which is incredible. I had no idea. area, and they cleared up a couple of different things for us so that we're, you know, not afraid to shop at Wegmans. I love Wegmans. I never was afraid. I trust them totally. And also, yesterday, there was an article in CNN.com regarding dieting companies now targeting men because, of course, you know, most dieting companies have always been targeting women like myself, like Carrie, but enter a new slew of new ads from the biggest names in dieting, Transitions, Lifestyle System, Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem, and Jenny Craig, all targeting men. And I thought I would bring two of my favorite guys who I know in the studio today that are on a wonderful journey of health, wellness, and fitness into the studio. And we have Glenn the Baker here, which you've heard. I met you, Glenn, originally through listening to NBL with Neil Boron, and one of my favorite guys as well. And also, you know, you took my transitions class.
Yep.
And
yep.
So I'm so glad to hear from you today. And I love your lovely wife, Judy, who looks incredible from Transitions. You both have gotten great results. And then Dave from Integrity Auto, actually both from Integrity Auto. I love Integrity Auto because you guys have fixed me up with our cars at our house and my friends' cars and my car, and I love it. So, Dave, welcome. And Dave,
good to be here.
Explain how I can pronounce your last name, Dave.
It's very easy, and it's all Italian, Mastracci.
Mastracci. I thought it was like, you know, Guccindandi or something, you know. It's close.
It's along the same vein.
Yes, yes. And I know that, you know, my gosh, we go right back, but we didn't even know it.
We have mutual friends.
We do, and my Uncle Bob, right. You know. So I know he's a good friend of yours, and I'm actually so thrilled to know that, and I feel like you guys are family already. But, you know, I wanted to bring you in today because both of you have gotten incredible results already from Transitions Lifestyle System, as have your wives, Donna and Judy. And let me just put this right out there first. You guys better continue on your health and fitness journey because your wives are look beautiful, okay?
We'll have to.
Yeah, I mean, right. Seriously, you know, I mean, they're not going to want, you know, to be, they're so healthy and fit now, working out and eating right and exercising. You know, you can't live with someone who's not doing that, right?
Oh, no, they set the standard, so we'll follow.
That's right. But, you know, it was interesting when I was reading this article yesterday about how dieting companies are now targeting men because, of course, you know, you guys actually probably wrote this article because you actually made the decision with your wives to get healthy and fit more than a few months ago, and you're 8 weeks into Transitions Lifestyle System in my classes. And I know, Glenn, for you, it was a matter of life and death because, you know, you're a diabetic.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's incredible the change that happens in the way I treat the disease when I'm on this program. And I'm kind of a retread. This is my second time through. We had fantastic results the first time, my wife and I. And then we kind of fell off the wagon. We got into the summer months last summer, and Dave here and would take us out to dinners. And
it's your fault, Dave.
He's going to blame me. But we packed on a little bit more weight, so we, you know, at the inception of this show and, you know, hooking Integrity Auto up with the Raw Truth, and Dave was about as big as a house, and he needed to do it, so.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and the girls kind of came along again, and, I mean, it is definitely, wouldn't you say it's impressive to the amount of weight we have lost in the 8 weeks?
It's a real eye-opener.
Well, you know, and I want to, our viewers, I always think I'm on TV, the listeners to hear about exactly how much you've lost and your body fat and all that. But before we clear that up, before we go into that, I want to clear up something because when I used to listen to NBL and you used to call in as Glenn the Baker, I always thought, this guy's a baker. Where is his place? I don't know where his shop is, but I want to go to it. So what is the deal, Glenn the Baker? I mean, why are you the Glenn the Baker, and I don't know of any bakery that you run?
I don't actually own an actual bakery. I have a high-end gourmet kitchen that I have at home that I built.
And you're a good baker.
We do a lot of, you know, like church-type events and charity events and stuff like that. When things come up and we can help out and pitch in, we will do that. But as far as selling baked goods to the general public, no, we don't do that. I mean, you'll get cookies at Kingdom Bound with WDCX in the tent, of course, but they're not the Raw Truth-approved cookies.
Well, and that's what I really, you know, I'm going to put you on the spot here on the air because I do want you to start experimenting with those healthy, you know, items that, I mean, I don't want to keep going to all these other places to try and get my treats that are made with organic ingredients and, you know, agave and stevia. I want you to do Glenn. So.
We can try, but what we could do is maybe put some healthy stuff next to the good stuff. I'm calling it good because that's just how it tastes, but we'll see which one lasts longest.
Now, you're getting ready to actually serve 400 people?
About 450 people is an event coming up this week with the Peace of the City. They do a lot of stuff with kids and extra teaching to kids and stuff like that. It's a charity event. It's a fundraiser for them, and they kind of contact me, and my wife and I will be busy all week long, and then the event is next Thursday. So away we go.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm glad that I'm not living in your house.
There's a lot of beaters and bowls and stuff like that that can be tempting. You know, Judy always used to enjoy, you know, when I'd finish mixing cakes and stuff like that, and she would indulge. But lately, she doesn't touch the stuff. I mean, she's on a roll.
Well, your wife and Dave, your wife Donna, and have transformed their bodies. And I know, you know, when it comes to your health, that's got to be the motivation, your health. And really, you know, I always talk about the fact that our flesh is so lazy. Our flesh does not have that willpower, but we can find that strength only through God and through the Holy Spirit. I mean, it's the only way we can do it. And, you know, anyone out there that has any questions, 833-5000, 1-800-684-2848, call in and let us know how you're doing. But, Dave, you know, you and Glenn, I think it's great that you guys have decided to, you know, take transitions together. The four of you are taking the program, and it's important to surround yourself with friends that really are supporting you on the journey. Don't you agree?
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. Glenn and I grew up together, and we watched each other transition from, you know, fit young teens into young adults and then overweight middle-aged adults, and we'd criticize each other and then realized something needs to be done here because it's getting out of control.
Well, and I'm sure you're concerned about the fact that, you know, Glenn has diabetes, and you know, when we come back from hearing from our endorsed sponsors, I want to hear about how your blood sugar has stabilized through this. But, you know, and also just with you and your wife, you know, Dave, the health aspect is so important to you. And, you know, the energy to do, you know, God's will every day and to work at Integrity Auto and really, you know, live that vibrant life that God has planned for us and serving Him. So I want to hear about both of you and also how much you lost, how many inches, body fat, whatever. We'll talk about that. But more importantly, I really want to focus on, you know, health. And Glenn, I want you to talk about how it's affected your blood sugar because I know there's diabetics out there that need to know the information. And when we come back, 833-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. If you're interested in being an endorsed sponsor like Integrity Auto, Dr. Sam Shacken from the Aesthetic Associates Center, Marcel Salon, how's my hair look today? And, you know, the others that we'll be talking about, you know, make sure that you go to my website, robbieraw.com, and stick with us because we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me because I go to Morisella Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morisella Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair, and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
You have the ability to improve and change your life. So what's holding you back? You're probably focusing on your habits instead of your thoughts. Hi, I'm John Camerano, your Christian life coach. People are attempting to change their actions, yet wisdom tells us be transformed by renewing your mind. Call me today at 716-406-2131 to learn how to biblically achieve life-changing results. The battle is in what you think more than what you do.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
We're back, and if you heard this morning, we had a representative for Consumers Affairs on from Wegmans talking about the pink slime issue. And now I'm talking about, well, an article kind of prompted me yesterday from CNN. Dieting companies are now targeting men, and, you know, so that really, real men really do take care of themselves, okay? It's not just women. Real men really care about their health and fitness and wellness. And I have my good friends, Dave the Baker. Oh, my gosh. Glenn the Baker and Dave from Integrity Auto here, who are also endorsed sponsors, where if you don't have your snow tires off yet, you need to go get them off because why?
It's over.
There's not going to be any more snow, and you don't want to, let's see, what did you say? The tire's like an eraser, and it'll wear out. I remember that. Anyways, we're talking about health, fitness, and wellness today, but just put in plug.
Yeah, we don't want to get into the cars. That could go on for...
that's not my thing. By the way, if you call in today, you have a chance to win a one-month membership from Bally Total Fitness. At the end, Carrie will pull a name for a one-month membership at Bally Total Fitness. Our numbers are 883-5000. Outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. So, Glenn the Baker, you are a diabetic. Tell me, I know you have a pump on your waist, so this is serious.
At age 29, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, which is the type that you have to take insulin. And I spent many a year taking tens of thousands of injections, and I finally got a pump when they came out and perfected them. And I've been on that for quite a while now, but I'm now 51. Mm. So that's 20 plus years with this disease.
Wow.
And so it's getting easier all the time. In addition to the pump, I use what they call as a CGM, a continuous glucose monitor, which is a wireless device that you put a little sensor on. It just pokes through your skin a little bit, and it sends a wireless signal to a little unit about the size of a cell phone, and it gives you a constant reading on your blood sugar. And it's a pretty neat thing. It gives you a little graph and everything, and you can log. It logs every couple of minutes. It'll take a reading. Now, since I started on the transitions, I've had to reduce the insulin that continuously feeds into you, which they call a basal rate, by 50%, because
that
the food that I'm eating does not move your blood sugar.
Wow.
And when I do eat food, what I used to take maybe 15 to 20 units to try to control my blood sugar from spiking up over 200, 250. It could even hit 300 if you ate the wrong stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
It was 15 to 20 units. Now, a typical lunch that I would eat, I'll take 4 units of insulin.
Wow.
Which is probably about 25%.
My goodness.
The foods that you recommend eating, they do work. And I've lost weight while doing this.
And how much weight have you lost?
I'm down probably at least 15 pounds now.
Good.
And
but more importantly, your body fat has gone down.
Yeah,
and
we started out, I think it was at 29%, or we're down in close to 21, I think it was, on the last weigh-in.
Almost 10.
The weigh-ins are always fun.
Yes, week 1, 4, 8, and 12.
It's surprising because you get on the scale, and I don't weigh myself in between, and I get on, it's like you just keep bumping that little weight over to the left and even more, and it's like, wow, okay, this does work.
Right, and you know, for those of you that are listening, you know, Glenn said that he had to reduce your insulin by 50%.
50%, just right off the bat.
And so that, number one, first your health, And then, of course, your body fat, because the fat that you have in your body is around your organs. It's not just around your belly. It's not just around your butt or whatever. It's around your organs, which is a complete health hazard. And so you have got to be totally inspired by both.
Oh, definitely.
You know, both your diabetes as well as the inches of body fat and what have you. And of course, increased energy. And then, you know, with Dave, you and your wife decided to join Transitions Lifestyle System. Why?
Well, on Glenn's recommendation that the system works, and I realized I was overweight. My wife, Donna, was having that same realization, and with summer coming, we thought we would take the right steps to get back into the shape we belong in, and it's made quite a difference.
So you guys are all at 8 weeks, and how much have you lost?
I went into this, Robbie, you weighed me at 232. I'm down to 208. There's
wow.
24 pounds gone.
24 pounds in 8 weeks.
And my body fat was 31%. Now it's down to just over 20.
Oh, my gosh.
So the foods you've told us to eat and taught us to eat making a huge difference.
Well, what do you think is different? Because, you know, both of you, I know, have tried to lose weight and body fat and what have you in the past. What do you think is different this time around?
I think support has a lot to do with that. The people you surround yourself with, mm-hmm. the weekly meetings that we attend, we're held accountable.
Right.
You hold our feet to the fire.
Oh, yeah.
Great coach.
Thank you.
We don't want to get Robbie mad at us.
I take that as a compliment there.
Oh,
somewhere.
It is. It's just a support group. Doing it with people you know goes a long way.
And I mean, do your friends that don't care about the way they what they eat and, you know, how they look and their health, do they kind of, you know, rib on you a little bit and say, you know, come on, what are you on, a diet? I mean, we know diets don't work, but what do you...
The biggest amount of ribbing I get would be from my older brother, who for some reason stays in shape. He doesn't need the diet. But everybody else and guys that are overweight that I work with and... They've even made comments of how I've changed, my shape has changed, and they'll eat pizza every day, every other day, it's Burger King or Mighty Taco, and I try to teach them without harping on them that those really aren't the right foods to be eating, and mm-hmm. that's not contributing to anything beneficial for you or your health.
Right, and you know, we hear most of the time we hear that women are, you know, on a diet or trying to, you know, fit into a certain size or whatever. But really, you know, I know for my husband, Jeff, you know, he is a fanatic about, you know, making sure that he gets his exercise in and he's eating right. And it's not really about the way he looks. It's really about his health. He's motivated by feeling great and being healthy. And I know that's important for you guys as well. And as I said, you know, with you, Glenn, it's you know, a life and death situation. And I've said this to my clients so many times, is that we don't know. You know, people always say, you know, well, I'm in pretty good health. I always say, how do you know that? I mean, you can have a heart attack tomorrow and have just gone to the doctor and the doctor tells you you're in really good health, but you can drop over and have a heart attack. We don't really know how healthy we are. And when something like that happens, we have no warning. So, you know, you just have to be proactive about it every single day and live that life. So tell me how you fight the temptations, because, you know, really we know that, you know, what you eat and you know, losing weight and body fat in inches, it's really between your ears, and also finding strength, of course, you know, through the Holy Spirit. We know that. But how do you fight temptations when, Dave, you're over Glenn's house and he's cooking desserts for 400 people? What? How do you guys fight it?
I mean, I can tell you that the education I've received through going through Transitions has made me realize those really aren't the foods you should be eating. And not only do you lose weight by not eating those sugar-packed, grease-laden foods, you actually feel better. And the better you feel and the more weight you lose and the looser your clothes fit, the more you realize, I don't even need those foods, and the less you crave them. So my cravings for those kinds of foods have gone down dramatically.
Well, and you've hit the nail right on the head. It's really, you know, when we have those cravings, temptation is all around us. But why do we have those cravings and how do we cut them? You crave what you eat. And so if you stop eating those foods that you are craving, and start eating the foods that will actually give your body nutrition, then our body will crave those nutritious foods. And you've heard me say this before, is that is sometimes when we're craving empty calories and junk food, our body is really craving nutrients, but we don't know that. We're mixing it up. And so, you know, the number one thing to do, obviously, is to stabilize our blood sugar by eating protein and fiber with every meal. And also something like cinnamon helps regulate our blood sugar, as well as, of course, making sure that we have the proper amounts of fat in our body and not ingesting artificial sweeteners, which in turn trigger that. They work against us. Artificial sweeteners will work against us and trigger what we know as, you know, craving the sweet stuff. So it's so important to know that you need to have the protein and fiber with every meal and snacks, by the way, and also, you know, to make sure that you're having the proper nutrients, because you will start craving the junk when your body doesn't have the nutrients. And I mean, you know, eating pizza, Dave, or donuts is not going to do it, right, Glenn?
Definitely not.
You know, one of our new endorsed sponsors is John Camerano, and he was here a couple weeks ago. He'll be here in a couple weeks again, but basically he's a Christian life coach that helps you biblically achieve life-changing results. And you know, he's awesome. He'll be here in a couple weeks, but he talked about the fact that you really need to start thinking that you can do it, not that, you know, not feel defeated. And if you fall off the bandwagon, not spiraling downward. And I've talked about this in our classes too. You can't, you know, if you decide to go outside the lines and maybe you, you know, cheat for one day, or actually I tell people, if you're going to cheat for one little thing. Don't cheat for a whole day. Don't have the whole day be blown, okay? But, you know, maybe you decide to take a bite of something at a special occasion. Don't feel guilty about that. Don't spiral downward, you know, and remember that your thought process, beside the fact that you want to cut the cravings, what you think is so important. So John's going to be here in a couple of weeks. And by the way, he can be reached at 716-406-2131. And, of course, Dr. Shacken will be joining us in, the first Saturday in April. And his daughter is a diabetic, Glenn, and he always talks about stabilizing your blood sugar and how important it is. They're located at Amherst in East Aurora, 839-1700, 716-839-1700. And, you know, when you talk about your skin is related to how you eat and everything else. So we have much more to come. Stay with us on The Raw Truth. We'll be right back.
Your body is one of a kind, so it needs to be handled with the best care. There's no one Robbie Raw trusts more than Dr. Samuel Shacken Jr. of the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. Dedicated to rejuvenating and enhancing your natural beauty, Dr. Shacken specializes in aesthetic plastic surgery, advanced medical skin care, and anti-aging techniques. Call Dr. Shacken for your confidential appointment at 839-1700. That's 839-1700. And let him know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Hey everybody, there's finally an auto repair facility that you can actually feel good about. One that you can trust, one with integrity, and the only place I'll take my car for service. It's clean, modern, and professional. It's Integrity Auto Service. The name says it all. Give Ralph a call and try it out. You won't be disappointed. That's Integrity Auto Service, 6411 Walmore Road, across from the Niagara Falls Air Base in Wheatfield. Call 731-1100. Experience the difference integrity makes. Start your journey of health and wellness on the right path and experience the raw truth at Minty Wellness. Christian owned and operated, Minty Wellness is a distinctive restaurant, hotel, and spa nestled in Darien Center, New York. They offer fresh, delicious vegan and raw food cuisine, relaxing and rejuvenating body treatments, and a peaceful place to stay overnight. They are committed to helping you on your journey to better health. Call Minty Wellness today for more information at 585-591-3939 and let them know Robbie sent you.
I know you're committed to changing your body and improving your health, but you're not seeing the results. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your health, fitness, and nutrition coach. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people on how to transform their body. I offer private, semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching and a 12-week transitions lifestyle class where you will learn the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I'll engage you with all the tools you need to see the results you've been working so hard for. For more information, go to my website, robbieraw.com.
Welcome back to The Raw Truth with health and fitness instructor Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And welcome back. So we have a caller here on The Raw Truth. And Sharon, you have a question about vegan eating. Good morning to The Raw Truth.
Yeah, hi. I've had sinus infections for like many years, and almost constant. And I was wondering if vegan eating might help to resolve some of that. So I'm just kind of curious if you, like, I know how to juice, like carrot juice and all that. But I'm just wondering if I boot out meats and stuff like that and just focus on fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds, if that's really going to just kind of resolve some of this.
Well, absolutely, eating more plants is wonderful for you. I'm not going to suggest that you need to go to a total plant-based diet in order to help your sinus infections. But, you know, obviously the enzymes and the nutrients and the antioxidants that come from eating more plants and a more plant-based diet is definitely going to be healthier for you. And, I mean, quite frankly, you know, I have heard so many people who've had acute sinusitis, and subacute also, where you have a chronic condition, obviously are taking their vitamins and minerals and nutrients, because we can't get all of our nutrients from food all of the time. So it's important to, you know, take supplementation as well. But, you know, with a vegan diet, I mean, my husband was a vegan for some time, and it is a very, very strict way of eating, where you're, you know, avoiding all animal products completely. It's a wonderful way of eating, but you've got to make sure there's an actual science to it, to make sure that you get in enough protein and things like that.
Right.
So, you know, without advising you to go completely vegan, I would say definitely focus on, you know, more plants, more vegetables, and more fruits in your diet. And juicing is great. I juice all the time, but I juice with a Vitamix, where the fiber is, you know, still in the juice. So I don't like using a juicer because it takes the fiber completely out. I like the fiber to be in the juice, and that's why I use a Vitamix, which, you know, chops everything up, you know, pretty acutely. But I would say, you know, just, I mean, you sound a little stuffed up now.
Yeah, I'm always stuffed up. But I was thinking even fish, like maybe putting fish in there. I just want, you know, just a little, maybe just fish wouldn't bother me. I don't know. You know, I really don't know at this point what to do. I don't want to go on the antibiotics or anything. I did that before, and it just did not resolve anything. So
yeah.
I'm just thinking, well, maybe it's what I'm eating, you know.
Well, are you having headaches and fatigue? And
well, no, it's just my nose is just totally messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always plugged up, and I've just got a lot of mucus in my system. So my thought is, well, so I must be eating something that's causing a lot. I have a feeling that, you know, it's not environmental. I believe it's probably food-wise.
Well, I believe, you know, pretty much everything is related to, you know, what we eat. Have you tried going to an ear, nose, and throat doctor?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they said antibiotics are,
or
surgery.
Gosh.
You know, I'm like, yeah, no, I don't think I'll do that. But the other thing is, the other thing I wanted to mention, too, though, was I just had an aha moment this week, and God really showed me, like, I'm very busy. I'm homeschooling my kids. I got 7 kids. I'm just always busy.
Oh, gosh. God bless you.
But you know what I realized, though? God said, yeah, you're busy, but you're busy doing the wrong things. You know exactly what to do, but you're not doing them. So the aha thing was, you know what? You can be busy, but you could be doing the wrong things and not helping yourself. Yeah, I'm very overweight right now. Well, I'm busy. I'm busy getting unhealthy. So right now I need to be busy and go the other way. You know, so it was a real aha moment this week, and it helps listening to people like you to get motivation. So.
Well, thank you. You know, my mom always says to me, Robbie, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of your family. And it's so true. So don't feel guilty about taking care of yourself, because, you know, we can't take care of our kids unless we're healthy. And, of course, we want to be good role models for them, too. So I'm glad you called in today, Sharon. And, you know, keep listening and call in again.
All right. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. So, interesting. You know, I mean, we know that a lot of things like inflammatory diseases, you know, are caused by our food. So many of our people that you guys know, Glenn and Dave, in our classes that have had, you know, inflammatory problems with their joints and everything else, as soon as they focus more on plant-based diet and really get that, you know, white sugar, white flour, and all that, you know, hydrogenated oil and stuff out of their diet, that they really, the inflammation goes down and they feel so much better. And so, yeah, your diet is linked to so, so much. And of course, you know, we know that some of the other ways that we can help ourselves is by managing stress, which we talk about in the program, and we will be talking about coming up in a couple of weeks. But also, you know, you don't need to cut out everything. I mean, the vegan diets are great, and I have a couple friends who are vegans, but I believe that, you know, for the most part, people think that they're eating enough vegetables when they're really not eating enough vegetables. And writing everything down that you eat is critical, wouldn't you say?
You'd be surprised how much you do consume when you do write it all down.
Right, right.
Especially that first detox week. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, that's part of the direction that I give all of my clients is to make sure that you write down everything that you eat and drink. Because, my goodness, I just got a little two-minute warning here, and it was like, are you kidding me? It feels like we just started the show. You know, people who write down what they eat are 50% more successful than people that don't. And my goodness gracious, whether it's your finances with Ryan Luce or it's, you know, with your dietary habits, with the Raw Truth, writing down what you eat, how much money you spend, what you do is so important, and taking a look at that. And then, as you guys know, when you look at that down the line and you see on those days that you did really well, how great you felt, not just writing down what you eat, but how you actually feel on the days that you're eating great. We just need a two-hour show. I'm sorry, guys. You know, I cannot believe this hour is already up, and I want to thank, first of all, Wegmans, Teresa from Consumer Affairs today for calling in and clearing up the pink slime issue, and also my friends Glenn the Baker and Dave, and say hi to Judy and, of course, Donna, my good friends, your wives who are beautiful. All of you out there, I want you to have a great week. I want you to write down what you're eating, what you're drinking. Make sure that you're drinking enough water, of course. Get out there and exercise, which is so, so critical. And make sure that you're honoring God with everything you do. I want to thank our sponsors, Dr. Ortman Nabi, Integrity Auto Service, Minty Wellness, Home Run Creative Services, who have created my website, Dr. Sam Shack, and how does my skin look today, guys? Because I just was there yesterday. Morisel Salon, who does my hair, and, of course, John Camerano. And, you know, keep it clean, everyone. Stay fit, and we'll see you next week.